In an effort to inform and engage with local voters, 89.1 WEMU brings you In the Public Interest, our biweekly conversation with the League of Women Voters of the Ann Arbor area. This is Lisa Berry, and this week we're talking about a proposed change in legislation now being considered in Congress known as For the People Act. And joining us to break that down and help us understand what it's all about is Mary Sealhorst, publicist for the League of Women Voters of the Ann Arbor area. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Lisa.
This is technically known as House of Representatives Bill H.R. 1, but For the People Act is what we're going to call it. And tell us what that means. What's this all about?
H.R. 1, For the People.
Yes.
And the way that this is for the people is that it's a comprehensive set of protections that are basically organized into three categories. And this is all about voting protection. So okay. One of the categories is voting. One is campaign finance reforms, and one is ethics. And the number of provisions in this bill is enormous. If you go online to the Congress's website and look at how many different provisions are in it, it's just endless. We could be here all day talking about it. So we're just going to highlight a few of these protections. Some of the goals are things like expanding voter registration nationwide, implementing fair redistricting, which is similar to one of the proposals that we passed in Michigan last year, outlawing voter roll purges, restoring the Voting Rights Act, ensuring election security is in there, and also addressing public financing systems and improving transparency of how elections are funded.
And this is, since it's in Congress, nationwide we're talking about.
Yes, nationwide. I mean, right now, there's sort of a patchwork because the elections are all administered individually by states and localities.
Yeah.
And they still would be administered that way, but there would be a certain set of requirements that need to be met in federal elections across the board at every state.
How long have we been talking about this?
Oh, years.
Yeah, this comprehensive. It does not seem like it's going to be a simple journey.
No, and as I mentioned, there are a couple of proposals that we passed in Michigan, which very similar proposals are picked up in this bill in the House. Proposal 2, you might remember, was a constitutional amendment that included a provision to permit citizens to register to vote up to and on Election Day.
Right.
It had a lot of things like that in it, and this bill includes something like that. And we also passed in Michigan Proposal 3, which was a constitutional amendment creating an independent redistricting commission that would make fair redistricting something that would need to be implemented nationwide if this bill passes the House and the Senate.
Do you know how it would work? I know in Michigan, as you said, voters approved that last fall. I already have heard there's a lot of back and forth over that. Would it help the situation at all if it's federally approved?
Yes, it definitely would. And because then it takes all the state sort of back and forth and politics out of it. You know, for federal elections, it would be something that would happen.
All right. So what is the League of Women Voters of the Ann Arbor area? What's their position on this bill?
While no bill is perfect, there are most of the provisions in this the League supports, partly because it aligns with our almost 100-year tradition now of trying to ensure that our elections are free and fair and accessible to all eligible Americans. That's something that's been consistent across the League's history. And this bill does that. We believe that it should be easier to vote, not harder. The For the People Act improves access to voting with automatic voter registration, same-day registration, things like that. And it also helps protect the voters' voices. We just talked about the independent redistricting commissions, but it would also end voter roll purges based on failure to vote. One of the ways it does that is by restoring provisions in the Voting Rights Act that were struck down by the Supreme Court. Some places reduce the number of polling places, which makes longer lines and makes it difficult sometimes for people to travel to vote. Some places implemented stricter voter identification requirements, sometimes requiring IDs that a lot of people in their states don't have. And also, frequently, voters have been removed from the polls, sometimes because, you know, names didn't match exactly, or the name was on another state's roll, or maybe because they hadn't voted in two or three elections. None of those things seem to be very fair. This bill would go a long way toward doing that. The League also believes that the government really needs to be responsive to the will of the people, and not just to donors, you know, wealthy donors and corporations who can sometimes hide the source of the money that's going to fund some of these ads, so it would require a lot of transparency.
How is it going? I know the House is now considering the For the People Act. Is there a lot of support? Is it along party lines? Have you heard if they're making progress?
Well, the bill was introduced January 3, which is why it's H.R. 1. It's the first bill was introduced in the new session of the House.
Well, it's pretty new in the world of lawmakers.
It is new, yeah. It's got 236 co-sponsors, and it was sent out to the 10 committees and subcommittees for hearings. The first hearings, I think the first hearing was in the Judiciary Committee, and that happened January 31st. And one of the representatives remarked before the hearing that it was the largest crowd he'd ever seen for the Judiciary Committee.
Okay.
This bill does have a lot of interest. There were six witnesses that were questioned, you know, experts on these kinds of things. And if you want to see the full text of the bill, it is moving pretty quickly. So I'm not sure when this airs exactly where it's going to stand. But you can go to congress.gov and look up H.R. 1 for the people. It'll show exactly the progress of the bill, where it stands, you know, what committees have seen it, has it been amended, when is it going, has it been passed already by the House? And once it's passed by the House, which we think is going to happen, it will go to the Senate. And there are ways that you can help it pass.
And you, by you mean citizens?
You, yes. And you too.
Oh, well, okay. And what can we do?
If it's still in the House when you take a look at this, you can contact your representative. And if it has gone to the Senate, you can contact your senator and urge them to support H.R. 1 for the people. It's something that they take very seriously. It's very easy to call. It's easy to find out who your representatives are if you don't know. But that is the kind of thing that you can do.
And, of course, the League of Women Voters of the Ann Arbor area is behind this.
Yes, right? We have a number of things that we're doing to support it. In fact, we worked at the national level. We have a national league as well as our local leagues.
Right.
And we work by consensus. So the consensus of the league is that a lot of these provisions are really worth supporting. We actually worked kind of behind the scenes to influence the language in H.R. 1 and try to get some things that we're concerned about in that legislation. We do have a history of working with Congress to improve these kind of bills when they're something that we really believe in. The League is also part of the Declaration for American Democracy Coalition. It has about 150 members, and we have sent a joint statement out from that group to the Senate Judiciary Committee and also some representatives to support that act. And then Sue Smith, who's our Ann Arbor League president, she met with Congresswoman Debbie Dingell and her staff to explain why the league supports the bill and urge her to support it as well. And there are leagues across the country that are doing this with their representatives.
It's impactful legislation, H.R. 1, also known as For the People Act. Mary Seelhorst from the Ann Arbor League of Women Voters, thank you so much for sharing all this information. And I'm sure the league will be keeping us up to date on how it's moving through Congress.
We'll let you know. Thanks, Lisa.